WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM presents High School Softball. Thank you for tuning in to live high school softball on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM 101.5 FM and streaming online around the world at WKHM.com.
Welcome back to today's presentation of high school softball in the 2026 regional tournament. Our next matchup features the Grass Lake Warriors and the Homer Trojans in the regional semis at Hanover Horton High School. My name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for joining me now on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com. Our first broadcast this morning over on our sister station, Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM, saw the Clinton Red Wolves advance on into the regional championship. They took down Lumen Christi 2-0 and are awaiting the winner of this matchup ahead of us right here at Hanover Horton High School. Now some pretty good weather, some sun break here, and some break in the clouds as well. As still a little bit breezy at times, but overall pretty good weather here for some softball regional tournament action. It'll be the Homer Trojans starting this one at the plate. They're the away team for this matchup. And leading off is Brooklyn Minix, who immediately flies one into foul territory in right field, and she falls behind in the count 0-1. This one officially underway. Thanks for hanging out with us. As it's Mo Conrad, phenomenal pitcher for Grass Lake. She's getting the start in this one. A huge piece of that state championship winning team a season ago as we got a ground ball to short. That one's closed by Mackenzie Hillbearer. Throw over to Jurek at first. And there's the first out of the inning. Brooklyn Minix, a ground out for Homer. And that brings in Peyton Minix. Minix, the pitcher in this one for Homer. As we go through the Homer batting order, Brooklyn Minix at short, Peyton Minix pitching, and Lonnie Miller, the catcher, currently in the on-deck circle. First pitch, showing bunt, holds off at the last minute, and that one ends up being low and away for ball one. Middle three for the Homer batting order. We've got Riley Zuck at third, Riley Butler at second, and the designated player, Lillian Stamali. Showing bunt again and holding up at the last moment with that one being high. 2-0 count for Peyton Minix. Mo Conrad ready to go in the circle once more. Rocks and fires. This one does make the contact. Line drive into the glove of Mackenzie Hillbearer, and she dives and makes an unbelievable catch for the second out of the inning. Wow. Amazing read off the bat to get that second out. Good stuff for Mackenzie Hillbearer. That brings in Lonnie Miller, the Homer catcher, trying to keep the top of the first going as the first pitch is going to be taken low. Meanwhile, for the bottom three of Homer's batting order, it's the left fielder Ellery Kissinger, and then the first baseman, Danica Robinson, center fielder, Rihanna Canfield. Head coach is Preston Sherman. Late swing and a miss on that delivery. One ball, one strike for Lonnie Miller. Make it a 2-1 count. Base is empty, two outs. Next delivery called strike two. Chance for Mo Conrad to retire Homer in order to get this game going. Our second regional semi today. Again, winner of this game takes on Clinton in the regional championship as we've got a pop, and that one is off the glove of the first baseman, Jurek. Did go into foul territory, but off of her glove, standing in fair territory. Fair ball. Not able to make that play. And we've got a two-out base runner, Lonnie Miller, standing at first. Riley Zuck now stands in, trying to keep the inning alive. Trying to keep this going. Looking for some two-out magic here for homer. And the first pitch, that one's going to be high and just off the plate. Lonnie Miller, I think, initially wanted to go to second, but a good check throw there by Holifield, the catcher, keeping her honest at first base. Here's the 1-0. That one misses up and away, and another check throw following the pinch there at first. Miller back there safely. Conrad ready to go once more. Next delivery. That one called, strike. Right in the zone. One ball, two strikes. Two balls and a strike, I beg your pardon. Next delivery, swing and a line drive. This one going to center field, and that one is in the glove of McVicker in center field. And that will do it. Two-out error does not come back to bite Grass Lake in the behind. It remains scoreless. Going to the bottom of the first, coming your way next in 60 seconds. This is Girls Regional Softball, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Broadcasting live from Hannibal Horton High School, home of the Comets, as we're in game two of our regional tournament, softball regional tournament. It is 0-0. Grass Lake and Homer now in the bottom of the first inning. Today's coverage brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Tom Coffee Soft Water, Wilby Transit Mix, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and AC, and Phelps Towing. And Grass Lake, first time at the plate, trying to strike first here. Leading off will be the center fielder, Lily McVicker, who made the last catch to officially get Grass Lake out of the inning. At the top of the first, she's at the plate now, followed up by Layla Smith, second base, and then shortstop Mackenzie Hillbearer due up in the bottom of the first. Peyton Minix, the pitcher for Homer, rocks and fires. That one misses low and away on the fastball. 1-0 count. I'm going to have to do my best to try to memorize these counts. There is another tent set up. I'm set up in a foul territory in left field, but there's another tent set up to my left that is blocking my view of the scoreboard, actually. So I got to be on my best behavior, making sure this that my score is accurate. And I also cannot see the balls, strikes, or out counts. Got a fouled pitch. Now 1-1 for McVicker. Another pitch. That one way high, goes straight to the backstop. Fortunate for her, this is the leadoff hitter, so no base runners on quite yet. That would have certainly got some base runners moving. But now two balls and a strike for Lily McVicker, trying to get things going here for Grass Lake, defending D3 state champs. Pitch bounces in the dirt, and that is going to be ball four, getting Lily McVicker on. Runner on first, nobody out. Grass Lake, chance to strike first. Here in the bottom of inning number one, here is Layla Smith, second baseman for Grass Lake. Minix ready to go, rocks and fires. That one called, strike one. McVicker does not go to second. Does not want a chance to steal this early. It's a 0-1 count. Smith, tap of home plate. Practice swing and ready to go. Another swing. This one grounder right to third. Glove throw to second for the first out. Throw to first for the second out. Not in time, so at least able to get the leadoff base runner out there for Homer defensively. And there's now a runner on first with one out. Layla Smith reaching on fielder's choice. And this brings in the shortstop, Mackenzie Hillbearer. So Grass Lake 31-5 on the season. Their path here, they beat Columbia Central in a very, very intense game in the district semis. We got a first pitch in to Hillbearer called for a strike, and then able to take down Napoleon in the district championship to make their way here to the regionals. Trying to defend their title. 0-1 swing fly ball. This one going to right field, and that one's going to be gloved by Trout for out number two. Lewis Smith, runner on first with two away. Here is Mo Conrad, pitcher for Grass Lake. No score yet here in the bottom of the first. In our second game today. First pitch from Minix, swinging a pop in foul territory. Appears to be playable, and it's going to be caught by the pitcher. Peyton Minix running in just ahead of her dugout to secure the third out of the inning. So that leadoff walk to McVicker does not come to pass, and we remain scoreless through one. This is Girls Regional Softball brought to you by Aspen One Hour. Back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Longer days, better weather, more places to go, and everyone's back out on the road. From work days to weekend plans, it's the season to get moving. Until a little bumper fender bender slows you down. If that happens, take a breath and take it to Trips Collision, your local trusted source for collision repair. From minor dents to major repairs, Trips Collision will get your vehicle looking right and safely back on the road in no time. Because around here, when something happens to your vehicle, people know they can count on Trips Collision, proudly serving Lansing, East Lansing, and Jackson.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISD. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to live high school softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
No score yet between Grass Lake and Homer. Now in the top of the second inning here on WKHM. Today's coverage brought to you by Prate's Place in Grass Lake. Open 7 days a week, live music on select nights. They've got event space for catering your next event, business party, graduations, anything like that. Offering smoked meats, pizzas, tacos, and more. Prate's Place Restaurant in Grass Lake. So Mo Conrad ready to go in the circle for the Lady Warriors. Meanwhile, leading off for the Lady Trojans of Homer, it's Riley Butler. Second base, we got a bunt and immediately picked up by the third baseman, Kennedy Collins, over to Jurek at first for a quick first out. Reading that all the way, getting way in there off third to be able to make that play and prevent a leadoff base runner for Homer. So one pitch and one out. Here is the designated player, Lillian Stamali, for Homer. Conrad rocks and fires that one off the plate for a ball. Stamali batting, of course, designated player. In her place in the field, it's Nevada Trout in right field defensively. 1-0, another low and inside pitch. Two balls, no strikes count.
How's it going?
Cannot homer on the season, 22-11. On the year to this point, as the next pitch, that one runs in for a called strike. 2-1 count. Already making an improvement in the playoff run this year compared to last year. Lost to Quincy in their very first playoff game last year. As next one, swinging a grounder, this one right to third. Collins to Jurek for both outs in the inning. This brings in the number 7 hitter in the homer batting order. Larry Kissinger, left field, trying to keep the inning alive for the Lady Trojans. So this year, again, making it further in the playoffs than last year, they've beaten Hillsdale and Quincy. Able to knock out Quincy in the district championship after Quincy knocked them out in the district tournament last year. First pitch to Kissinger. That one misses. Went inside to the right-handed batter for ball one. Base is empty. Two outs. No score yet in the top of the second between Grass Lake and Homer in our second regional semi today. Next pitch called strike one. 1-1 for Kissinger. Conrad, of course, pitching very well. So far, only Homer base runner coming by way of an error with two outs in the first inning. Next pitch called strike two. 1-2 count for Larry Kissinger. Chance for Conrad to retire Homer in order here in the top of the second. Gets back ready in the circle. This second inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar. Charles Schwab, as we got a swing and a miss for strikeout of the game for Mo Conrad. Sits Homer down in order here at the top of the second. Still no score. Bottom of the second coming your way in 60 seconds. This is Girls Regional Softball brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Right now, at this very moment, is your money making money? Because if it's just sitting in a checking or savings account, it may not be. If you'd like to chat about putting your money to work, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we've got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at performanceautomotivenorthwest.com.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Kennedy Collins leading us off for Grass Lake. Grass Lake Softball now at the plate here in the bottom of the second inning. No score yet against Homer in the regional semifinals. Winner of this game takes on Clinton in the regional championship. Following this one, Connor Dockery from Hanover Horton High School here on WKHM. Thanks for hanging out with me. Peyton Minix with the next pitch, rocks and fires. That one is going to be ball four, missing high. Second walk issued by Minix, and that's been the only way that Grass Lake so far has been getting their now two base runners. As Michaela Jurek, the first baseman, she stands in now. Minix rocks and fires. Pitch is low for ball one. Grass Lake, their white uniforms, white jerseys, white pants, navy pinstripes, navy socks, navy numbers, and the white batting helmets. 1-0 called strike one, upper inside corner. Got that one in there. Homer, meanwhile, their road black uniforms, black jerseys, black pants, orange sleeves, orange pinstripes, and orange numbers. Next one misses up and in. 2-1 count for Mikayla Jurek. Minix back in the circle. Roxon fires once more in the dirt, but no movement off first from Collins. Stays close there on the bag. 3-1 count. Minix looking to avoid back-to-back walks to start the second inning, but she does. It's in the dirt. A good block there behind home plate by Lonnie Miller to prevent Kennedy Collins potentially moving up even further from second. Both base runners, for that matter, potentially moving up if it weren't for that block. But back-to-back walks issued by Peyton Minix to start this second inning. And now we're going to have a visit in the circle from head coach Preston Sherman, trying to check up on his pitcher. Trying to settle her down here. Multiple base runners. Great early chance in this one for Grass Lake to strike. No score yet. No outs. Runners on first and second for the Lady Warriors. Today's live coverage of high school softball brought to you by Wolverine Seal Coating, Grimes Plumbing, Jim Winter Auto, Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab, and the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. Here is Chloe Holifield, the catcher. For Grass Lake, first pitch, that one taken high. So great opportunity here to drive in some runs and, of course, getting ahead in the count. Great start to this AB. Minix rocks and fires, showing bunt, but it's high. Going to be a steal attempt of third. Kennedy Collins slides in safely, feet first. No double steal there for Jurek, so there's runners on the corners now with nobody out. Go ahead, run 60 feet away there at third. With Collins after that steal and a 2-0 count at the plate for Chloe Holifield. Next pitch showing bunt. Holds off, taken high. And now we got a fake throw at second. Throw to third instead to get Collins out, but it's offline. An error bringing in the first run of the game. Jurek, meanwhile, moves up to second as well. 1-0 Grass Lake here in the bottom of the second inning. Yeah, trying to catch Collins there off the bag with a fake throw at second immediately to try to fake off Collins, trying to come home for the run. But then, as a result of that errant throw, she comes in to score anyways. So first run of the game comes on the first homer error. Runner on second with nobody out. Holifield swinging a ground ball. This one sneaks up the gap between short and second. And now we got runners on the corners again. She's going to say, did they get her? No, they didn't. Got a pinch runner, meanwhile, coming in. Trying to see who that is. Be Taylor Dick, pinch runner there at first in place of Holifield. Now at the plate, Kaylee Hillbearer. Next pitch, low and inside for ball one. So 1-0 Grass Lake. They aren't going to say Jurek out. So Jurek out. Runner on first, one out. 1-0 lead for Grass Lake. In there for a strike on the next delivery, Peyton Minix. trying to limit the damage in this inning. Swing and a miss. Strike two. 0-2 count for Kaylee Hillbearer, the Grass Lake right fielder. Next one, swing and a grounder. This one goes to third and gets past the glove of Zuck at third. And then Brooklyn Minix, the shortstop, not able to glove that one either. That's a one-out base hit for Hillbearer. So Hillbearer with a single there. Runners on first and second with one out. Here's the number nine hitter, Adelyn Henson. First pitch, that one low and away. So far, a run on an error in this inning for Grass Lake. Continuing to add up the base runners, trying to add to their early lead. Pitch low and away, missing again. 2-0 count for Adelyn Henson. We did have some breakage in the clouds, so we do have some more clouds coming in from the west. Pitch, that one gets the top of the zone. Called strike, 2-1 count for Adelyn Henson. Chance to continue adding to the lead here. Wants some breathing room right here. Pitch misses high, goes to the backstop, off the glove of Miller, the catcher. And that wild pitch, both base runners moving up. Two in scoring position now for Grass Lake. Still only one out in the inning. And Adelyn Henson, an advantageous count at the plate. Next delivery from Minix. That one called strike two right down the middle. So Ava Hamp, the runner at third, pinch runner. And next pitch, that one misses outside of the zone. Ball four, bases loaded. Fourth walk of the game issued by Peyton Minix. So we got Henson at first, Hillbearer at second, and Ava Hamp at third. Still just one out. Here's the top of the order. Willie McVicker at the plate. Pitch misses high for ball one. Great chance for Grass Lake to continue adding to their 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the second inning against Homer in the regional semis. McVicker drew a walk in her first plate appearance. Pitch low and away in the dirt. Great stop there by Miller. Gloved that one, preventing that one from going to the backstop, potential for another run to score. 2-0 count meanwhile. Next pitch in the dirt. Another good block there by Miller. And another ball, 2-0. Base is loaded, one out, next pitch. Bounces in the dirt. That was actually ball three previously. So that is a run-scoring walk. A four-pitch walk. McVicker walked in both of her plate appearances. Ava Hamp scores from third. Hillbear moves to third. Adelyn Henson to second. And Lily McVicker at first. Still just one out. It looks like going to have another visit here for Homer. Might be getting a pitching change as Peyton Minix. Didn't do too bad in the first inning, but here just the back-to-back walks to get the inning going, and Grass Lake scoring an early run on an error, scoring another run right here on a bases-loaded walk. RBI brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Currently 2-0 Grass Lake. Bases remain loaded with one out. And we are going to get a new pitcher in, so we're going to take a 30-second timeout while she gets warmed up. Regional softball action. Back in a moment here on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
So our new pitcher for Homer, it is Rihanna Canfield. After a Peyton Minix, she is taken out of the game. Rough start. Started this inning with a back-to-back walks, a run scoring on an error, and then eventually bases loaded. Issuing another walk, forcing in another run. 2-0 Grass Lake here in the bottom of the second. Looking to add more here. Number two in the batting order right now, second baseman Alayla Smith. Trying to draw in some more Grass Lake runs, trying to really blow this thing wide open. Here in the regional semifinal, winner of this game takes on Clinton. In the regional championship, and the pitch misses high for ball one. Smith, 0-for-1 reach on fielder's choice in the first inning. Close attempt on a double play on that one, but able to just make it in safely. Next pitch, that one in for a strike. One ball, one strike count now for Smith. So Canfield moving from center field. As we got a swing and a pop into shallow left field. That one's going to be caught by the shortstop, Brooklyn Minix. And good awareness by the base runners staying where they were, not getting too aggressive, and a potential for a double play. But a huge second out there for Homer defensively. Bases remain loaded. Mackenzie Hillbearer, Grass Lake shortstop, now at the plate. Another chance for more runs to score here. Canfield trying to limit the damage to just the two runs. And the first pitch going to miss high for ball one. Mackenzie Hillbearer flew out in the last inning in her first plate appearance. 1-0 in the dirt. Good block there by Miller. 2-0. So Minix, all three base runners are her responsibility. So if any of these three runs score, they'll go against her numbers as the pitch. That one called strike one on the inside. 2-1 count for Mackenzie Hillbearer. But Minix, as it stands right now, two runs allowed on one hit, four walks. Next one swinging a line drive, and that one drops just ahead of Trout in right field. Misplayed. One run scores, two runs score, three runs score. That's a misplay right there. At least going to get the base hit, but some of those runs scoring on that error. Bases clearing play there. Now just like that, 5-0 Grass Lake. Runner on second with two outs, and here is Mo Conrad. Ninth batter of the inning, by the way, for Grass Lake, their entire order. Seeing the plate here in the bottom of the second inning, blowing this thing wide open. First pitch to Conrad. That one misses high for ball one. Conrad popped out to end the first inning. But as a result, now in this plate appearance, he's got a chance to add to this growing Grass Lake lead again, 5-0 over Homer in the bottom of the second. Next pitch swung in a line drive to short. And that will end this inning, but Grass Lake able to capitalize on some homer miscues. They score five runs on two hits, two errors, and one runner left on base. Grass Lake leads 5-0. Top of the third coming your way next. This is Girls Regional Softball, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Happy summer! This is Jennifer Scanlon with The Brokerage House. Are you dreaming of lake days? Join us for the Irish Hills Lake and Home Tour, Saturday, June 20th from 10 to 5. Jump on a pontoon and enjoy a tour on five of the area's most desirable lakes. The Brokerage House is partnering with Flagstar Bank, Eagle Point Marine, the Irish Hills Chamber of Commerce, and the Home Builders Association to welcome guests at the Eagle's Nest on gorgeous Clark Lake. Call The Brokerage House today for your complimentary wristband while supplies last. 517-788-8733. Let's make your next move a move to the lake.
You're listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Couple walks, couple errors, couple base hits for Grass Lake in the bottom of the second. Sees the Lady Warriors take a 5-0 lead over Homer. Now in the top of the third inning in our regional semifinal. Second game of three games today here at Hanover Horton High School. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and WKHM.com. For Homer, we've got 8, 9, and 1 due up in the top of the third. O'Conrad steps back in the circle, ready to go. Danica Robinson leading us off, the first baseman for Homer. Pitch misses low and inside. Oh, they do get the late strike call. His home plate umpire for this game, it's usually where he calls strike and then seconds later, that's when he'll actually raise the fist for the signal. So 0-1 count, check swing, and that one does get the zone for strike two. 0-2 count for Danica Robinson. So in the last inning, back-to-back walks against a team of this caliber. Very tough to overcome, a run scoring on an error for Grass Lake, and then again, mixing some more errors, more base hits, more walks. All nine in Grass Lake's batting order. Able to see the plate in that inning. Next one misses for a ball. 1-2 rolls in the dirt. 2-2 count for Danica Robinson, her first plate appearance in this one. So far, only one base runner for Homer in this game, coming by way of a first inning error with two outs. 2-2, swinging a tapper. That one goes right to first base with Jurek. Able to easily step on the bag. There's the first out. Three unassisted in the scorebook for that one. Conrad now retiring the last five batters in a row, dating back to the end of the first inning. Here is the center fielder turned pitcher for Homer, Rihanna Canfield. Came in to get the last two outs of the inning in place of Pete Minix for Homer in the bottom of the second. First pitch in there for a strike. Next delivery, swing and a pop foul up and out of play. Has her falling behind 0-2. Mo Conrad, so far just one strikeout. Again, no hits allowed. A lot of great defensive work in this one. How about the second out of the game? A nice diving catch by Mackenzie Hilbearer at short. Highlight reel defensive play right there. Next pitch misses in the dirt. One ball, two strikes for Rihanna Canfield. Number nine in the Homer batting order. Next pitch, swinging a grounder. This one sneaks through into left field. Just passed a couple of attempts there by Collins and Hilbearer. We got a one-out single, first base hit of the game for Homer. As that brings back the top of the lineup with Brooklyn Minix at the plate. Homer trying to chip into that deficit. We do have a pinch runner at first as well. Trying to get a look at that number, see who that is. So runner at first with one out. Grasslake leading 5-0 over Homer here in the top of the third inning. Minix 0-for-1. She grounded out to start the game. Looking to at least get that base runner moving from first. Conrad ready to go. First pitch. That one misses up and away for ball one. Ready to go in the circle once more. Rocks and fires. Swinging a grounder. This one goes to short. Underhanded throw to second for one. Throw to first for the second. Not in time. Attempted double play there, but a nice connection there. Mackenzie Hilbert to Lewis Smith to at least get that first out. And now Brooklyn Minix at first on fielder's choice. With two away, Homer trailing 5-0. Here is Peyton Minix. Started the game pitching for Homer. Retired after four outs. Replaced, I should say. First pitch is going to be in and is stolen base. Caught stealing. Great throw from Hollifield. Able to get Minix trying to steal second, and that's a way to get Homer out in order in the third inning. Grasslake stays in front 5-0 over Homer. Bottom of the third. Coming your way in 60 seconds. This is girls' regional softball brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Bottom of the third inning brought to you by Kevin Lamar at Charles Schwab. 5-0 Grasslake. 5, 6, and 7 batters due up. Led off by the third baseman, Kennedy Collins, who actually led off the last inning because, well, Grasslake able to send all 9 in their batting order through to the plate. Scoring all 5 of their runs. Walks, hits, and errors all sorts of ways for Grasslake to get their base runners. Able to capitalize. Another pitch misses. It's going to be a 3-1 count I saw from the umpire. Again, I have my view of the scoreboard here set up in beyond the fence in left field foul territory. Cannot see the ball strike count on the scoreboard. We've got a swing and a pop in foul territory, and that's going to be caught by the third baseman, Zuck. And Collins pops out for the first out of the inning. So Collins now 0-for-1. With a walk and a run scored. Stolen base in there to boot. Base is empty, one out. Here's the first baseman, Kayla Jurek, at the plate. Homer. They saw only 4 batters in the first inning defensively as we got a swing and a ground ball on the first pitch to third. Zuck throw across the first to Robinson for a quick second out. That's what Homer needs defensively here. Needs a quick inning here from Grass Lake at the plate as they try in the top of the fourth to start chipping in this five-run deficit. Chloe Hollifield, the catcher, at the plate for Grass Lake. We got another ground ball to Zuck. Pick up, throw to first in time again. Very quick inning. All of them plays made by Zuck there at third. And Grass Lake retired in order. They still hang in front 5-0 over Homer through three innings. Top of the fourth coming your way in 60 seconds. This is Girls Regional Softball brought to you by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
We're back from Hanover Horton High School. Game 2 of 3 today, softball regional tournament. Grass Lake currently up 5-0 over Homer. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Leading off for Homer, it's Peyton Minix. 2, 3, and 4 due up here in the fourth inning. Trying to strike here. Only two total base runners so far through three innings for Homer compared to the boatload that Grass Lake has had so far, mostly in that second inning. Mo Conrad on the first pitch misses that one up and away for ball one. Today's coverage brought to you by The Brokerage House, Kelly Express Mart, Jenkins Farm Bureau Insurance, Jackson College, and County National Bank. Pitch in there for a strike. 1-1 count for Minix. 0-1 had a first inning lineout. That incredible diving catch at short by Mackenzie Hillbearer. A swinging bunt there. That one grounded foul along the third base line. 1-2 count for Peyton Minix. Getting back in. Last two innings, Homer retired in order. He's got a swing and another tapper foul towards the left-hand side. Retired in order last two innings, of course. They did get a single in the last inning, but and then caught stealing to end the inning. Still a 1-2 count for Peyton Minix. Trying to get Homer off to a good start here in the fourth inning at the plate. And called strike three. Mo Conrad froze her up. Pitch right down the middle. Gets her second strikeout of the game. Retires the leadoff batter here. Minix goes down on strikes. Here is Lonnie Miller now at the plate. Going to try to get some score updates from Plymouth Christian Academy. Lumen Christi Baseball, our last Jackson County baseball team alive. We got the first pitch in there for a strike, Lonnie Miller. Lumen Christi taking on Plymouth Christian Academy later this afternoon. Games there pushed back due to some weather in the area. As we got the first pitch, grounder right back to Conrad. Throw to first in time. Easy second out. Retires the first two batters of the inning. Grass Lake staying in front 5-0. And here is Riley Zuck trying to keep the inning alive. So currently first game of that Plymouth Christian Academy baseball regional championship game. We've got Detroit Edison and Jonesville tied at two. Winner of that game will take on the winner of Lumen Christi and Plymouth Christian Academy in the state quarterfinals. Second game today out there. So we'll continue to monitor that one again. 2-2, bottom of the sixth, it looks like. Winding that one down. Meanwhile, Western Panthers softball. We got a ground ball into center field, keeping the inning alive for Homer. A two-out base hit for Riley Zuck. Just the second hit of the game for Homer. And the inning continues. Riley Butler at the plate now. So a score update for Western softball. Top of the third. Western trails 4-3 to Milan. Western are, besides Grass Lake, our only other softball team still alive on the season after Lumen Christi defeated 2-0 by Clinton in our first game this morning. Going to have a quick chat right here between Mo Conrad and some of the other infielders. After that two-out single from Riley Zuck, keeping the inning alive. Second, we're actually going to have Mo Conrad replaced here. We're going to, of course, utilize her more in Game 2 today should Grass Lake move on. Going to have a relief pitcher right here for Grass Lake. Going to step aside for 30 seconds while she gets warmed up. From Hanover Horton High School, Grass Lake 5, Homer 0. Here on WKHM.
At County National Bank, we know your financial needs are as unique as you are. That's why we offer tailored retail lending solutions to fit every dream and necessity. Thinking about tapping into your home equity? With personalized service that makes financing easy, we've got you covered. Come in, sit down with us, and together we'll find the right loan for you. County National Bank, where our personalized loan solution meets your unique needs.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
So we've got Kaylee Hillbearer now on for Grass Lake pitching now. Trying to get the last out of the inning, of course, Mo Conrad. Great stuff through 3 2/3 innings. Of course, looking to utilize her a little bit more in the last game today should they move on and take on Clinton in the regional championship. Grass Lake, of course, currently up 5-0 over Homer. So Kaylee Hillbearer against Riley Butler at the plate. Fouled off the first pitch. Next pitch is a swing and a fly ball to right field, and that one's going to be caught. I believe that was Jurek out there, and that is going to do it for the top of the fourth inning. Despite that two-out single by Zuck, Homer not able to get her moving on the bases, and it remains a 5-0 lead for Grass Lake going into the bottom of the fourth. Coming up in 60 seconds, this is Girls Regional Softball brought to you by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
Whether you're applying to college for the first time, continuing your education, or returning to school, you deserve an education that will prepare you for where you want to go. Jackson College offers in-person and online classes taught by experienced instructors at a cost that won't break the bank. Register now for summer classes, academic programs with great earning potential, a better life, and peace of mind. At Jackson College, you can do it. Call 517-796-8425 or online at jccmi.edu.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
5-0 Grass Lake over Homer. And the second pitch, Kaylee Hilbert leading us off. Grounds one right to third and throw to first in time for the first out. So a quick out there for Grass Lake as they've got 8-9-1 due up in this inning. Hilbert, of course, grounding out there now is Adeline Henson, left fielder for Grass Lake. Still pitching is Rihanna Canfield in relief of Peyton Minix, who started this one. Got the first four outs. It's been Canfield since. First pitch misses up and away for ball one. Next delivery from Canfield. That one misses high. 2-0. Henson drawing a walk in her first plate appearance. Of course, a ton of walks. Four total issued in that second inning, which was a huge contributing factor to Grass Lake's success. Of course, a lot of that homer, just self-induced damage. We got another pitch missing outside, 3-0. Walks, errors, only two base hits in that inning for Grass Lake. Next pitch misses off the plate, four-pitch walk for Henson. First walk issued by Canfield in relief, and that brings in Lily McVicker, left-handed hitter, number one in the batting order. Grass Lake trying to get more success going here. All five of their runs scoring in the second inning. Started with back-to-back walks, fielder's choice to get the first out, run scoring on an error in there, then a single, two more walks, pop out for the second out, and then an error, a single with an error bringing in more runs. We got a pop to third base. Zuck with the catch for out number two. That brings in Layla Smith trying to keep the inning alive for Grass Lake. Runner on first, two outs. Their 5-0 lead, bottom of the fourth inning against Homer. Trying to clinch a spot against Clinton in the regional championship. Following this game, first pitch going to be called strike one, top of the zone for Smith. 0 for 2 in this one. Reached on fielder's choice in the first and popped out to shortstop in the second. Next pitch, low and inside. No threat to steal there. Henson still on first. Two pitches into this one. Next one, swinging a grounder to Zuck at third. She's had a lot of plays to be made there, and she makes another throw in time across the diamond at first. And that will do it. The one-out walk to Henson. Grass Lake not able to do anything with. It remains 5-0 through four innings here over at Hanover Horton High School. Top of the fifth coming up in 60 seconds. This is Girls Regional Softball, brought to you by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
Sometimes the stock market can be up and down. When that happens, you might wonder what it means for your investments. How should you react? How should you prepare? If you have questions like these, or if you'd like a professional second opinion about where you stand, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free one-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen one-hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Top of inning number five, second game today of three. Homer at the plate, trailing Grass Lake 5-0. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. as Kaylee Hillbearer still in the circle for Grass Lake. Leading off is William Stamali, designated player for Homer. 6, 7, and 8 due up in this inning. You got a pitch in there for a strike. Next one is a ball in the dirt. Rolls away from the catcher, Hollifield. Goes to the backstop, but obviously no base runners yet to contend with. Very limited base running opportunities in this one for Homer. We've got a swing and a line drive on the next pitch. Goes into right center field. In for a base hit. A leadoff single for Lillian Stamali. Just the third hit of the game for Homer through the first four plus innings. Here's Larry Kissinger at the plate as we've got a pinch runner at first. Can't get a good look at the number to see who that is. Regardless, Larry Kissinger at the plate. Left fielder for Homer. Home plate umpire needs a moment, gets back behind home plate, ready to go. First pitch, swinging a tapper. This one goes right to first, and just going to be Mo Conrad making the sure play at first to secure that first out. So a ground out for Larry Kissinger, but the pinch runner moves up to second base with one out. Homer trailing Grass Lake 5-0. Today's coverage brought to you by Omni, Performance Automotive Northwest, Jackson Public Schools, Industrial Steel Treating, and Jessica Villarreal at Five Star Realty. Here's Danica Robinson, first baseman for Homer. First pitch misses high for ball one. She's 0-for-1 in this one, a ground out in the third inning, her first plate appearance. Hillbearer rocks and fires. That one misses again. 2-0 for Robinson. Homer trying to get that base runner moving on second. They're starting to run out of time to try to chip into this deficit. Swing and a miss. Meanwhile, check throw at second. Pinch runner able to step back in safely. Home plate umpire going to dust off home plate before we proceed. Gets back in the box, ready to go. Hillbearer rocks and fires. Swing and a pop. This one going out of play, just over the backstop there. With Hollifield watching that one go. Two strike count now for Danica Robinson as Hillbearer looks for the second out of the inning. Runner on second. 5-0 Grass Lake. Here in the top of the fifth. Winner moves on to take on Clinton in the regional championship. Next delivery, swing and a tapper. This one goes right back to Hillbearer in the circle. Throw over to first in time for the second out. But meanwhile, that base runner moves up to third. It's Naviah Trout. Finally got a good look at that pinch runner. So Trout moves up to third. Two outs. Rihanna Canfield at the plate. First pitch, that one misses high for ball one. Canfield 1-for-1 so far. A single back in the third inning. One of the three homer base hits today. Swinging a tapper. This one just foul along the third baseline. One ball, one strike count for Canfield. Still got a mix of clouds and sun today. And still a chance of rain at times today here in Jackson County, but the majority of the nasty stuff is south of us. We've got a swing and a pop to the right side of the infield, and that's going to be caught. The second baseman, and that will conclude Manners in this fifth inning. Leadoff single for William Stamali. Homer once again failing to capitalize. And we're now heading towards the bottom of the fifth inning. Grass Lake still in front, 5-0 over Homer. Regional semis. Girls softball Brought to you by Aspen One Hour, back in 60 seconds on WKHM.
Happy summer. This is Jennifer Scanlon with the Brokerage House. Are you dreaming of lake days? Join us for the Irish Hills Lake and Home Tour, Saturday, June 20th from 10 to 5. Jump on a pontoon and enjoy a tour on five of the area's most desirable lakes. The Brokerage House is partnering with Flagstar Bank, Eagle Point Marine, the Irish Hills Chamber of Commerce, and the Home Builders Association to welcome guests at the Eagle's Nest on gorgeous Clark Lake. Call the Brokerage House today for your complimentary wristband while supplies last. 517-788-8733. Let's make your next move a move to the lake.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at ISC. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Mackenzie Hillbearer leading us off for Grass Lake here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Grass Lake up 5-0 over Homer here at Hanover Horton High School. In the latter stages of this one, Grass Lake trying to move on to take on Clinton for the regional championship. First pitch fouled up, out of play. First strike one, next one, right down the middle for a called second strike. Canfield still pitching for Homer, really stabilizing the situation. Things got out of hand with Peyton Minix starting in the second inning. He's got a swing and a line drive right into the glove of the center fielder. Four out number one. That one gloved by Butler. First out. Oh, Conrad at the plate. Ever since that big inning that Canfield inherited in the second inning, she inherited bases loaded with one out. Did give up a base hit, plus an error in there that cleared the bases. But since then, able to have a lot of success against this Grass Lake batting order. First pitch for Conrad, fouled away, gets back in at the plate. Ready to continue here. Next delivery, low one away. Conrad 0 for 2, pop out in the first and a line out in the second. Trying to get on base right here. Rocks and fires, low and inside. 3-0 count for Conrad. Make it a 2-1 count for Conrad. Again, my vision blocked the scoreboard here. Doing my best. Here, set up a beyond left field fence. We got a swing and a line drive. This in for a base hit. Just into center field. Mo Conrad gets on base. 1-for-3 now. Just the third Grass Lake hit of the game. Again, majority of Grass Lake's opportunities have come on walks and errors. Brings in Kennedy Collins, runner on first with one out. Here in the bottom of the fifth, Grass Lake leading 5-0. Going to have a pinch runner here for Conrad there on first base. It's going to be Taylor Dick. So she's at first. One out, Kennedy Collins at the plate. Couple practice swings before Canfield ready in the circle. Looks on, rocks and fires. First pitch, swing to foul tip. Falls behind in the count 0-1. Kennedy Collins in this one 0-for-1. A walk in a second. They run the score on an error, a steal, and a pop out. So far for Kennedy Collins. Another delivery, from Canfield. That one missing high. One ball, one strike. Got a Jurek waiting in the on-deck circle for Grass Lake. Trying to add to their lead. Again, all five of their runs scoring in that second inning. Pitch missing again. 2-1 count for Collins. Next pitch, missing low and inside. 3-1. Not the first matchup this season between these two teams. Grass Lake able to sweep Homer in a doubleheader back on April 7th. It's very early on in the season. 12-2 and 8-3. Grass Lake taking both of those. 3-1, swinging a grounder to Zuck at third. Misplays it. And then the shortstop, Brooklyn Minnick's able to glove that one, prevent it from going to the outfield. A error that puts runners on first and second with only one out. To be fair, Zuck has had a very heavy workload there at third. Ton of grounders, couple pop-outs her way. So now Michaela Jurek at the plate for Grass Lake, looking to do damage. Meanwhile, going to have a visit here in circle for Homer. Canfield still remaining in there. Just needs a little bit of a reassurance meeting there from her teammates. Jurek stands in. She's 0-1 with a ground out and a walk in this one. And Grass Lake, all five runs in the second. They're looking to add here. First pitch, that one misses high for ball one. Canfield so far in relief, allowing no runs on two hits, one walk. That one misses high again, 2-0. Jurek. Very advantageous count right here. Canfield, couple steps outside the circle, back in, rocks, fires, gets back into the zone, able to lower her target. Get back into the zone, now a 2-1 count for Michaela Jurek. Rocks and fires. That one too high above the zone. 3-1 count for Jurek. Risking a walk here. Does not want bases loaded. The last time Grass Lake had bases loaded. Able to do a lot of damage in this one. 3-1. Swing and a foul tip behind. That runs the count full. Canfield looking for the second out of the inning. Jurek. Looking to potentially score some runs here for Grass Lake. We were under shade coverage for a moment. Now sun peeking out again. Still a mix of clouds and sun here. At Hanover Horton, 3-2. This is a fly ball right field. That one's gloved. And a quick throw back in, preventing a tag up from second. A big second out there for Homer defensively. Bringing in Chloe Holifield, the catcher. For Grass Lake at the plate now. Jurek 0-2 now after that flyout. Here's Chloe Holifield. She is 0-2 at the plate. Reached on fielder's choice in the second. Pinch runner on her behalf. Hamp scoring a run. And then she grounded out in the third. First pitch swung on and tapped foul on the left-hand side. Runners on first and second, two outs. Grass Lake 5-0 over Homer in the bottom of the fifth. Canfield, another pitch. That one missing high. One ball, one strike for Chloe Holifield. So last season, of course, Grass Lake first time state champions. beat Michigan Center and Stockbridge in the district tournament, moved on to beat St. Mary Catholic Central and Columbia Central in the regional. Another pitch missing high. Moved on to the quarterfinals, beat Langsburg. And then in the semis, Algonac and Clare in the championship to win the state title. Clare, that was a crazy ending in that one as well, as we got a pitch that one misses and then a check throw at second. Taylor Dick able to stand back in safely. Lonnie Miller, the catcher, trying to keep her close there to the base. Hall field threatening bunt, lays off, pitch misses high again. I believe this is a 3-2 full count. In my vision, blocked by the by a tent to my left of the scoreboard count. Rocks and fires, swing and a miss. Huge strikeout for Canfield. Her first strikeout in relief. As a matter of fact, first strikeout of the game for Homer. Grasslake, another opportunity, but not able to capitalize this time around. Two runners are stranded on. They remain in front 5-0 over Homer. Top of the sixth coming up in 60 seconds. This is girls regional softball brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free 1-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen 1 Hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Top of the sixth inning, Homer running out of opportunities to try to chip into this 5-0 deficit they face at the hands of the Grasslake Warriors in our regional semifinals today. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. We got 1, 2, and 3 due up for Homer, led off by Brooklyn Minix, the shortstop. Kaylee Hillbearer still pitching for Grass Lake. Entering her second inning of work. First pitch in there, right down Main Street, called first strike. Rocks and fires. Off speed, gets the top corner. Called strike two. Minix falling behind quickly. She's 0-for-2 in the game. Ground out in the first. Reached on fielder's choice in the third and was caught stealing. For the final out of the inning. Next one swinging a line drive. This one drops right in ahead of the right fielder for a leadoff single. Fell in a quick two-strike hole. But able to battle and get that base hit. Fourth base hit of the game for Homer. Back-to-back innings as well. They were able to get the leadoff runner on. See what they could do here. Trying to chip into that 5-run deficit. Peyton Minix at the plate. Trying to bunt it. And that's going to be a misplay there just outside the circle. Not able to haul that one in. And just like that, Homer, they've got their best opportunity of the game. Runners on first and second. With nobody out and the catcher, Lonnie Miller, at the plate. Now a mound visit. Head coach Roger Cook and the rest of the infielders. Trying to rally the troops here. Looks like we are maybe getting another reliever in. Kaylee Hillbearer went prior to this inning, one and a third innings, allowed two hits, no runs, no strikeouts, no walks. But we'll see if Grasslake looks to another arm. Trying to get through the rest of this inning with this early jam here. And leading 5-0. Looks like we got that maybe Mo Conrad back in. Regardless, going to take a quick 30-second timeout while she gets warmed up. Grasslake 5-0 over Homer here in the top of the sixth on WKHM.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
So Grasslake turning back to Mo Conrad in a jam. Runners on first and second with two outs. First pitch immediately grounder to second. Smith bobbles it, not able to corral it. And meanwhile, the lead runner, Brooklyn Minix, going all the way around for the score. So an error, not only getting another base runner on, but scoring the first homer run of the game. 5-1. Homer trails Grasslake. Runners on first and second again with no outs. Two errors already in the inning. Now we got a swing on the first pitch. Fly ball, that one just ahead of right field for Riley Zuck. Throw home, not in time on the tag. Now we got a runner in a jam between third and second. And she's going to get tagged out, the pinch runner. Meanwhile, throw to first. Ooh. Going to be an appeal there in the field on the call. Safe. Zuck diving in safe on that play after that base hit. So a one-run single, RBI brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Able to drive in another run, and then Wani Miller caught in a jam between second and third, out. So some traffic here. Homer, they're now putting together a pretty good inning. Runner on first with one out now, but two runs scoring so far. Here is Riley Butler at the plate. Mo Conrad, of course, back in on this jam, showing bunt here. Butler, that's going to be tapped foul behind. So Kaylee Hilbearer coming in relief in the middle innings, while the first two base runners, and then Mo Conrad coming in. First base runner got on from that error, and then that second batter, one-run single. Next pitch, that one misses high for a ball. Leave 2-0 count here for Riley Butler. 0 for 2 in this one. A ground out and a flyout. Next pitch, swing and another foul behind. 5-2, Grasslake over Homer. Homer looking to rally here in the top of the sixth inning. Again, they're running out of time here. We got to try to put something together. You don't want to have that pressure in the top of the seventh to try to overcome a three-run deficit. Much less at that time, a five-run deficit coming into this inning. Next pitch, swing and a miss. And a check throw at first, stepping back in safely. But regardless, strikeout, big strikeout for Mo Conrad, her third of the game. Gets a huge second out here as Lillian Stamali at the plate. Runner on first with two outs. Going to check here with the home plate umpire, making sure everything's in order. It is Stamali at the plate. Not sure what that Slight delay was four. Conrad ready to go. First pitch called. Strike one. Getting ahead in the count, Mo Conrad stabilizing the situation a little bit, despite some damage done by Homer so far. Steps back into the circle. Rocks and fires. Swinging a tapper goes right past Conrad in the circle. Meanwhile, pickup by Smith. Throw to first in time. Gets out of that little bit of a jam. Homer able to strike. Two runs on two hits, two errors, and one runner left on base. Grass Lake's lead trimmed down to three. It's 5-2 going into the bottom of the sixth. Coming your way in 60 seconds, Girls Regional Softball, brought to you by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, online ordering is available for pizza, breadsticks, fried snacks, and more at KellyExpressMart.com. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
Get ready to rev up your summer with Performance Automotive Northwest, your local John Deere and steel dealer. Make every job easier with the right equipment. From powerful steel chainsaws to precision trimmers and reliable John Deere compact tractors, we got what you need to tackle any task. And don't sweat the maintenance. Our two ready-to-mow mobile service trailers will come to you, keeping your equipment running smoothly all season long. Plus, we've got propane refills for your convenience. Make this summer work better with Performance Automotive Northwest, located on Airport Road across from Meijer. Online at PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com. You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
We have a foul and then a swing and a miss for Kaylee Hillbearer, leading us off for Grass Lake in the bottom of the sixth inning. Grass Lake leading 5-2 over the Homer Trojans. Connor Dockery with you from Hanover Horton High School on WKHM. Pitch missing inside now. One ball, two strikes. Today's coverage brought to you by Prate's Place Restaurant in Grass Lake. Open 7 days a week. You got live music on select nights, offering smoked meats, pizzas, tacos, and more. Even event space for your next event. That's Prate's Place in Grass Lake. We got a pop to the left side of the infield. Bobbled by Zuck. Not able to make that catch. And Grass Lake gets the leadoff batter on that error. Trying to get those two runs back, potentially, and then some. Trying to shut things down in the top of the seventh inning. Adelyn Henson now at the plate. Showing bunt here. That one's tapped to the left-hand side and foul. Falls behind 0-1. Henson drawing a pair of walks in her first two plate appearances here, scoring a run. One of the team's five runs in that second inning. Again, all five Grass Lake's runs in that second inning. Since then, base runners have been at a premium here, really both sides. We've got a swing and a bunt. That one's in fair territory. Throw to first is not in time. Infield single for Adelyn Henson. And now Grass Lake, they're in business. Runners on first and second with no outs. And here is Lily McVicker. So Rihanna Canfield still pitching in relief here. She's going on three-plus innings. Now there's a visit here with the infield. We'll see if this is just to try to settle down the situation. Maybe got a pitching change in there as well. I think this is just to settle the situation down for Canfield. An error and a single back-to-back for Grass Lake to start this sixth inning after giving up two runs in the top of the inning. Trying to get these runs back, get some extra cushion as they try to shut things down in the top of the seventh inning. Trying to clinch a spot in the regional championship against Clinton. McVicker at the plate. Canfield still pitching here for Homer. into the circle. First pitch showing bunt. It's going to be called strike one. Didn't make the contact there, but did get the top of the zone. 0-1. Kiwi Hilberer at second. Henson at first. Zero outs. 5-2 Grasslake. Here's the 0-1. Missing the bunt there. And then a check throw at first. And throw is offline. Both base runners trying to move up. We do have a tag out at second. So Henson out at second, but Hilberer is able to move up to third on the play. Grasslake and Insurance run 60 feet away now. One out. Here's the next pitch to McVicker, meanwhile. That one's taken low. Ball one. McVicker 0-for-1. Couple of walks. A pop out. She's even got a run batted in and a run scored in this one. That's right. Her second walk she drew. Came with the bases loaded. Pitch missing high now. McVicker trying to drive in this run from third. Trying to grow Grasslake's lead. Trying to get a couple of score updates as well from some of the other games. We're monitoring Western softball and then, of course, the Lumen Christi Baseball Regional Tournament, Regional Finals, and then quarterfinals as well. Swing and a miss for McVicker. She goes down on strikes. Big second out for Canfield here. Runner on third, two outs. Here's Layla Smith. First pitch, that one called strike one on the inside half. So let's take a look at the Western softball. Looks like still, 8-6 now in the fourth inning. Western trailing Milan in their regional semifinal game. Our only other softball team besides Grasslake still alive. Meanwhile, for Jonesville baseball in that regional semifinal, we got a swing and a grounder. This one goes to short. Throw across the first in time. And that'll do it for the sixth inning. Lumen Christi, Grasslake. They threaten here, a couple base runners on. Eventually able to get a base runner up to third, but not able to add any insurance runs. They'll look to shut things down here in the top of the seventh inning. Grasslake up 5-2 over Homer. This is girls regional softball, brought to you by Aspen One Hour on WKHM.
Think about your loved ones, the people who depend on you every day. If something unexpected happened, would they be taken care of? Too often, families find out too late that life insurance was something they should have had. At Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, they'll review your situation, explain your options, and make it simple and affordable to protect your family's future. Call Jenkins Insurance Group today, online at jenkinsinsures.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Jackson County homeowners, there has never been a better time to upgrade to a high-efficiency Amana system than right now. With Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning, your local authorized Amana dealer, get a brand-new AC system installed for as little as $99 per month, plus free 10-year warranty, free Wi-Fi thermostat, and free one-year Comfort Club maintenance plan. Call Aspen one-hour today to schedule your free in-home estimate, always on time, or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Top of the seventh. Homer trying to rally from down three. Try to keep this game going. Grasslake, meanwhile, looking to shut this thing down and move on to the regional championship against Clinton. Connor Dockery with you on WKHM. Thanks for hanging out with me today. Game 2 of 3 here from Hanover Horton High School. Mo Conrad, of course, back in the circle. Trying to shut this thing down. 7-8-9 due up. Led off by the left fielder, Larry Kissinger. First pitch in there for a strike. So we do have a final score. Jonesville baseball. They lose 4-2 to Detroit Edison. So Detroit Edison moving on to the state quarterfinals there at Plymouth Christian Academy. Meanwhile, Lumen Christi baseball They are, looks like, about to get underway against Plymouth Christian Academy. Lumen Christi, our lone Jackson County baseball team, still alive in the postseason. Looking to move on to the quarterfinals, which is where they were eliminated last year against University Liggett. So Kissinger meets the next pitch. That one called strike three. Top of the zone. Huge first out for Mo Conrad. Her fourth strikeout of the game. Retires the leadoff hitter. That brings in Danica Robinson. She's 0 for 2, ground out in the third, and a ground out in the fifth. Really important. Realistically, Homer's probably got to try to get the next two hitters on if they want a chance to try to rally from this three-run deficit here in the top of the seventh to keep this game going. First pitch is a swing and a miss for Robinson. Next one. That one misses low and away. One ball, one strike for Danica Robinson. So Mo Conrad pitched the first 3 2/3 innings, and then we had Kaylee Hilbearer come and get the next four outs. And then a little bit of a jam in the last inning, which did eventually result in two runs scored by Homer. Conrad eventually came back in to get the rest of the outs in that sixth inning, and here she is trying to shut this thing down. Got another swing and a appeal there to first. Did break the plane. Pitch misses low to follow that one. Two count for Danica Robinson. Base is empty, one out. Homer trailing by three. Next pitch, swing and a foul tip, just hanging in there. Just getting enough of that one. Conrad back in the circle. We've got Rihanna Canfield in the on-deck circle. Of course, for Homer, need to try to get Robinson on and then likely Canfield on to try to rally here. Next one, a swing and a pop. This one to the right side of the infield, and that's going to be caught by Smith. Second out. And here is Rihanna Canfield trying to keep this thing going for Homer down to their last out of their season. Grasslake trying to shut the door, trying to move on to the regional championship against Clinton, who got the 2-0 win against Lumen Christi in our first game this morning. Rocks and fires. First pitch, swing, and they pop to the left side. That one drops just ahead of the shortstop, Mackenzie Hilbearer, and couldn't do anything with it. A little bit of a weird pop. Dropped just in and not able to make the play to first, so Canfield on first with two outs. The top of the seventh continues for Homer with Brooklyn Minix now at the plate. Infield single there. Minix ready to go. Conrad steps back in the circle. Minix is 1 for 3 today. First pitch, swing and a tapper, foul to the left. Ground out in the first, reached on fielder's choice in the third, and then hit a single to lead off the sixth inning, scoring one of the two homer runs in that inning. They need something big from her here. 0-1 on its way. Swing and a foul line drive along the first base line over the fence there. A homer supporter having to dodge that one. And it's 0-2. Homer down to their final strike of their season. Bo Conrad for Grass Lake looking to shut the door here. Taking her time, getting back in the circle in no hurry, trying to shut this thing down. Next pitch, swing and a ground ball, just foul along the first baseline. Brooklyn Minix staying alive, just hanging in there.
With the power card.
0-2. Just high. That one up and in. And then Holifield threatening to make a throw at first base there with Rihanna Canfield there, but she steps back in. Still down to the last strike. 1-2. Conrad deals. Off the plate, big take there for Brooklyn Minix, hanging in. Two balls, two strikes. Conrad trying to get this job done. 5-2 Grass Lake. Homer, runner on first with two outs in the top of the seventh. 2-2, swing and a foul tip into the glove of Holifield, but out, couldn't hang on. Nearly able to get that one. Home plate umpire dusting off the plate before getting back in. Brooklyn Minix just hanging in there. 2-2 still. Conrad, another 2-2. Swinging a grounder right back to Conrad in the circle. Easy delivery to first in time, and that will do it. Grass Lake moving on to the regional championship. Going to be taking on Clinton. They dispatch Homer by a score of 5-2. We're going to take a quick timeout. And when we come back, we're going to recap this one before we send it back to regular programming in between games. Once again, Grass Lake wins it 5-2. Over Homer. Back in a moment on WKHM.
Every real estate decision is a big one. Whether you're buying your first home, upgrading, or ready to sell, let's make it fun, exciting, and stress-free. I'm Jessica Villarreal, Realtor with Five Star Real Estate, and I'm committed to helping you move forward with confidence. From our first conversation to closing day, you'll have guidance you can trust and service you can count on. Call me, Jessica Villarreal, 517-206-7478. Trusted, respected, recommended.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
So your driveway looks like it's been beaten up by the unforgiving Michigan weather. Your parking lot worn out beyond belief. Get it the protection it needs from Wolverine Seal Coating. Wolverine Seal Coating can extend the life of your pavement by applying fresh seal coating. And it looks incredible, too. Built to last, their high-quality products provide a durable barrier against the elements and will maintain the beauty of your property. If your driveway or parking lot looks bad, don't let it get any worse. Call Wolverine Seal Coating for a free estimate or visit WolverineSealCoating.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You are listening to Live High School Softball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
So final score of our second game today, Grass Lake takes down Homer 5-2. So all five Grass Lake runs scored in the second inning. It started with back-to-back walks to Kennedy Collins and Michaela Jurek. Collins able to score a run on an error, and then Chloe Hollifield reached on fielder's choice for the first out of the inning. Kaylee Hillbearer, Adeline Henson, and then Lily McVicker all getting a single, then back-to-back walks. More runs coming in to score. Layla Smith flew out for the second out of the inning, and then Mackenzie Hillbearer with a single plus an error that scored all three base runners that were on base at that time. Blew the game open 5-0, and that would be it. Grass Lake since then not able to do much once Brianna Canfield came in relief. Very few base runners from there. And then meanwhile for Homer, just couldn't really do much against Mo Conrad in this one. She pitched the first 3 2/3 innings. Then you had Kaylee Hillbearer in there for a bit in the middle, and then got into a jam, two base runners on to start the sixth inning. Mo Conrad did come in, back in, I should say. There is an error and then a single to score those two runs for Homer, and then able to shut the door from there. So Grass Lake, just that big second inning, that was the big difference maker in this one, as Conrad, in her time, in all 5 2/3 innings, no runs on 4 hits, 4 strikeouts, no walks, as solid as she always is coming through there. Meanwhile, a ton of walks and errors presenting most of the Grass Lake's opportunities. They score their 5 runs on only 4 hits. They commit 3 errors, left 6 on base. Meanwhile, for Homer, 2 runs scored on 5 hits. They commit 4 errors, and they left 4 on base. So again, final score, Grass Lake 5, Homer 2. And they'll be moving on, Grass Lake, to take on Clinton, who was able to defeat Lumen Christie 2-0 earlier this morning. So we're going to send it back to regular programming the next 20, 25 minutes or so. And we'll be right back here on these airwaves to broadcast the regional championship from Hanover Horton High School. Back in a bit on WKHM.